From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A community meeting will be held tomorrow night for Colorado Springs area residents living in regions where perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, have been detected in drinking water. KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
In May, the Environmental Protection Agency issued new guidelines about what constitutes safe PFC levels in drinking water. Tom Gonzalez is the deputy director of the El Paso County Public Health Department. He says these new guidelines affect water systems in Security, Widefield, and Fountain, where PFC levels have tested above the EPA's new threshold of 70 parts per trillion.
What we're finding is anywhere between barely detected in some parts of the Widefield aquifer to over 2 to 400 parts per trillion, depending on the location of the well.
Officials say they're still working to trace the exact source of the PFCs, but many have pointed to firefighting foams long used at nearby Peterson Air Force Base. The Air Force has pledged to contribute $4.3 million to pay for water filters in the affected areas. For KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Residents can learn more about the issue and what's being done about it at a community meeting tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at Mesa Ridge High School in Colorado Springs. Former U.S. Senator from Colorado William Armstrong has died at the age of 79. The Colorado media executive was a major conservative voice on Capitol Hill during the Reagan administration. Colorado Christian University in Denver, where Armstrong served as president, says he died yesterday after a 5-year battle with cancer. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.